The Appleton Democrat wants stimulus money for education and infrastructure.
I would say investing in America's infrastructure, not in Iraq. If we're going to build a courthouse, it should not be in Baghdad. It should be in Green Bay.
Kagan clearly not wild over the Senate version of the stimulus plan.
I'm looking forward to seeing what the conference committee comes forward with. I voted for the House version of the bill because I felt it would be good for our economy and would generate millions of new jobs.
So could he vote for a final package that looks more like the Senate version?
You're asking me a hypothetical question. I appreciate the question, but I would like to see us prevail. I'm counting on Dave Obey.
What happens in Washington this week, says Kagan, will chart the economy's course for the next century.
We have to get it right. There is no room for errors in judgment.
Governor Jim Doyle says Wisconsin will receive $600 million fewer dollars under the Senate plan and predicted teachers and firefighters and police officers will lose their jobs as a result. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.